Blog Talk Radio.
With tongues of angels, if I could foretell truth from fable lies, restore the broken and disabled, see visions in the night like Daniel saw. I know only love is able. I know only love is able. I know only love is able. All we need is, all we need is love. Boasted faith like Moses. If I never see the hurt and broken hope, and even if this Babylon prevails, I know only love is able. Of everything that rules a nation, I know only one that cannot fail. I know only love is able. All we need is, all we need is love.
Now tune in to the Sade Champagne Show. With the cast, Christina Renee, Rick and Melissa Wood, Lisa Leewo, Veronica Escobar Winner, Ariana Cardi, and Ayakule Falama. Celebrity guest interviews, segments on health, wellness, creativity, entrepreneurship, spirituality, hot topics, and more. You're now tuned in to the Sade Champagne Show.
Good evening, everyone. That was Dominique Bali with All We Need Is Love. It's Sade Champagne, and welcome to the Wellness Made Simple special episode of the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Last week was the Motivational Moments special episode with Lisa Lewalt, and I want to thank everyone for tuning in. We are back with some special episodes before Season 2 officially premieres on July 20th. We have two new castmates, Ayakunle Balama and Ariana Carde, and we will have 17 brand new episodes from my cast and I this upcoming season. Every episode is available on iTunes. Search The Sade Champagne Show, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in from all around the globe. All episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. See, we have gazillions of ways for you to be able to listen into the show, and we're super thankful for your support. Thank you to Travis Miller for creating and producing my show's theme song, and to Scott Swish for mixing it. If this is your first time listening, I'm a professional musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur. I have created, directed, and executive produced over 200 charitable and inspirational events, including my popular Power of a Dream tour. I love mentoring, coaching, authentically being myself, and using my platform to encourage, empower, and bring out the gold in others. Tonight's 30-minute special episode is all Wellness Made Simple with castmate Veronica Esquivel Winters. My Power of a Dream tour is always booking new shows and performances. This summer we will be in Fresno, Ventura, Oxnard, LA County, Orange County, and more. We love traveling, and if you're looking to bring Power of a Dream Tour or any of our award-winning, critically acclaimed artists or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. Once again, that's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see our full schedule. Just look under events. Lastly, thank you to everyone who has been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs, and I'm going into the recording studio very soon. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. Once again, that's GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. I'll be live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at SadeChampagne, that's Sade Champagne, or Facebook me at Sade Champagne, or Instagram me at I am Sade Champagne, hashtag Sade Champagne Show, or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everybody who always tweets me, you Facebook me, Instagram me, YouTube me, email me. Your support is amazing, and I'm forever grateful for it. So let's get going into the rest of this episode. Join certified holistic life coach, clinical aromatherapist, and inspirational speaker Veronica Esquivel Winters to get some easy and practical tips on how to start living a holistic life, bringing unity to mind, body, and spirit. Hashtag Wellness Made Simple to ask her your health and wellness questions and join in the conversation.
Hi, my name is Veronica Esquivel Winters, and I'm with the Wellness Made Simple segment on the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in with us this evening. Today I'm going to be talking a little bit about my journey to health and wellness. I'm also going to finish it off with an amazing and simple health tip, as well as a yummy and healthy and simple recipe. Again, my name is Veronica Esquivel Winters. I was born and raised in a small beach community in Southern California. One of my biggest passions in life is to see people walking in wholeness and living the highest quality of life they deserve. I find great pleasure in sharing tools with people in order to obtain their goals, dreams, and desires. I love seeing people live in wholeness and live and follow their dreams. My journey to health and wellness started at a fairly young age, and I remember as a young girl, I never wanted to take over-the-counter medicine or take the medicines that my doctor would prescribe me. I mean, what child really does like to take medicine anyways? But for me, it wasn't even so much the taste. It was just something within me, you know, would tell me that it was something that my body didn't really necessarily want. And as I got older, you know, I got a little older, I was able to choose, you know, what medicine and when I wanted to take it and whatnot, you know. And I remember my pediatrician at the time, he never really over-medicated us or anything like that. But I remember, you know, he would give us antibiotics if I would get sick. And I would always tell my mom, you know, I'm not going to finish it the way he's telling me to finish it. And I know my mom would get a little bit, you know, irritated and frustrated with me. But I did notice that even though, you know, I would take a couple of them and not even finish the whole bottle like he would suggest, I was still getting healthy. I would still get better. And as I started noticing that more, I started thinking, you know, maybe I don't need these medicines that they're giving me. And even like, for example, if I was to get a headache or, you know, some kind of discomfort, I never was one to run to take an Advil or take a Tylenol. You know, I always just wanted to kind of feel to see what my body was doing and, you know, kind of ask my body what I can do to make it feel better. And with that mentality, it as I got older, it allowed me to learn more about alternative medicine, because I would go to, you know, small local health food stores when I became a teenager, and I would go in there and tell them, you know, I'm experiencing this symptom, or I feel like this is going on with my body. What's an alternative way that I could, you know, make this feel better or heal myself without using the traditional American over-the-counter medicine? And the more I would go in there and ask them questions, I became even more curious about it, and I started doing the alternative medicine, and I started noticing results. And, you know, I just loved it, and I grew a love for it. And I just remember even going into the health food stores and just asking, you know, all the workers there about different products that they would sell and what it would do for you and how it could benefit you. And I would literally go in there and just spend hours. You know, I probably irritated some of the, you know, workers at the time, but I actually made a lot of friends with them as well. So that, you know, I believe was a big step towards me wanting to learn more about alternative medicine and holistic health. Another decision I made at a fairly young age was to become a vegetarian. So growing up, I never really ate a lot of meat. We didn't, you know, my mom didn't cook a lot of meat in our house. We did eat meat, but we, like I said, we didn't eat a whole lot of meat. So, and honestly, I never really liked it. I always had problems kind of like chewing it, and then when it was time for me to swallow it, it just, something didn't feel right. And sometimes I would, not to be gross, like spit out the meat in the dinner table. I remember my mom would just get kind of like grossed out, like, why are you doing that? I'm like, Mom, I just can't get myself to swallow it. And so, you know, I did make a decision at a fairly young age to be a vegetarian. One of the main reasons why, to be honest with you, the reason why I did choose to become a vegetarian is because I love animals. I have a passion for animals, for insects, for nature. And this is a true story. Even when I was little, you know, my parents would tell me, you wouldn't even kill an ant. Like, I would see ants on the floor and I would walk around them or walk over them, make sure that, you know, I wouldn't even step on an ant. So apparently I have had this love for nature and for insects and animals at a very young age. Don't get me wrong, I don't want any insects necessarily crawling on me, but I still, to this day, I, you know, don't kill any insects or not even spiders. You know, I'm more of a catch and release kind of a girl. So anyways, with that being said, I couldn't get myself to kill an animal that I love so much to be able to feed me, you know, and I thought, you know, there has to be a different way for me to be able to get all the nutrients and get protein that I need without having to eat, you know, an animal, eat meat. And so that began my journey with being a vegetarian. You know, I kind of taught myself. I, you know, again, went into the health food store, asked people around there. I would read books, and, you know, I didn't know a whole lot of vegetarians at that time, but eventually I became friends with more vegetarians, and, you know, we would help each other out. And it was really, you know, I really just
how to teach myself how to eat again. And I also realized, too, that, you know, I was already eating a lot of vegetarian food, and I could make the food that I was already eating without the meat and putting in other options into it, and it still tasted really delicious, and it was still very healthy and good for me, you know. And my youngest sister, Vivian, she became a vegetarian even at a younger age than I did, so it was really cool because we had each other. And then my mom ended up turning vegetarian, my dad ended up becoming a vegetarian, and then my other sister, Vianette, she decided to be vegetarian too, and actually they're all still vegetarian. My brother, I call him a part-time vegetarian because, you know, he would still eat meat, but whenever my mom would cook vegetarian meals, which was, you know, every night, he would still partake in that. So, you know, that also made it pretty easy and convenient as well. But you know, it just became part of my lifestyle. It became who I was. And, you know, I honestly don't miss meat. I haven't eaten it for over 20 some years, you know, and I feel good. I feel healthy. And, you know, that was another big decision that I did make on my own at a fairly young age. So as I got older, I continued to, you know, be on my journey to learning more about holistic living, living a holistic lifestyle. And what I mean by a holistic lifestyle is we believe that your mind, body, and your spirit are all connected. They all work together. And for example, like if I have an ache or a pain somewhere in my body, I usually check all three areas, my mind, body, and my spirit, to see why is my body, you know, why is it in pain? And so what I do is I, you know, find alternative ways to be able to figure that out and balance my mind, body, and my spirit. And, you know, I get really good results. I get results, and I feel good because I'm using things from the earth to, you know, be able to heal my body and get it back into balance. So, you know, with me living a holistic lifestyle, you know, as I got older, I would still research, I would buy all these books, and so I also noticed that some of my friends and my family would actually, they knew my lifestyle, they knew I was, you know, believed in alternative medicine and studied holistic, you know, study a holistic lifestyle. And so they would call me and be like, you know, I'm feeling, when they wanted something alternative, they would call me and be like, I'm feeling this, you know, what do you think I should do? And so I just remember I would like look through my books or research for them or knew, or, you know, give them advice of what I already knew. And I loved it. It just made me come to life. Like when they would call me and I just realized like I loved it so much. And then one day I stopped and I was like, you know, this is more than a passion for me. Like, I would really love to do this for a living as a career. So in my mid-20s, I decided to go to massage therapy school. I wanted to learn more about massage therapy. I loved the way I saw my other friend actually was studying massage therapy. And I loved what she would share with me. I loved what they were learning and teaching her. And I also loved the results I would get as well when I would receive a massage. And so I was so excited because I was like, oh, this is another way that people can receive healing through massage and massage therapy. So I enrolled in massage therapy and I absolutely loved it. I fell in love with it. I fell in love with what they were teaching us. I fell in love with the results I was seeing other people receiving. I currently don't practice massage or have a massage therapy practice, even though I still strongly believe and I'm passionate about the results that you do get with getting regular massages. But one thing that it did do is it opened up the avenue for other things that I wanted to study. One of them is clinical aromatherapy and essential oils. I actually went and got certified as a clinical aromatherapist, and it also led to me currently enrolling in a holistic certified nutritional program as well, where I'll be learning and coaching people from a holistic perspective using food as medicine. I know because this is my passion, I will continue to learn and to research and to study holistic health and wellness for the rest of my life. And one of the reason why I am so passionate about learning more about holistic wellness is so that I can be able to give people tools to be able to start on their own health and wellness journey. Being healthy can be super enjoyable, it can be fun, and it's very attainable. I just wanted to thank you once again for allowing me to share a little bit about my journey to holistic health and wellness.
Next up, we have Indiaree with Grain. You're listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio.
Hi, my name is Veronica Esquivel-Winters, and I'm the founder of Homegrown Juicery. At Homegrown Juicery, our passion is to provide you with the best quality organic, raw, cold-pressed juice. We are proud to say that our juices are always 100% organic and raw. Visit us on Instagram and Facebook under Homegrown Juicery to find us at a farmer's market near you. We are Homegrown Juicery, and we are keeping it real. This is Veronica Esquivel-Winters from the Wellness Made Simple segment, and thank you for listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Hi, this is Veronica Esquivel-Winters with the Wellness Made Simple segment. I'm super excited about Season 2, and I'm really excited about being able to share some healthy and simple tips to help you get started on your journey to holistic health and wellness. A simple health tip that I would love to share with you guys today is that health can be fun. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be stressful. In fact, it could be very tasty, very enjoyable, and very exciting. And it's also very attainable. It's not that hard. It is so simple, and it's a lot simpler than maybe we might even think. So what I would like to encourage you with today is that you get to start right where you're at. Start where you're at. And one of the things that I personally like to share with people as well is to learn to listen to your body. It is very important to be able to listen to our bodies. And unfortunately, in America, we tend to forget or they don't necessarily teach us how to listen to our bodies. But our bodies actually will talk to us. And it's not that difficult. I would say, you know, start with asking your body, "Body, what do you need from me today? What can I do to be able to fuel you, to be able to nourish you, to be able to love you?" And you will be surprised that you will listen and you will be able to hear. And it could be something as simple as you hearing, you know, "Drink water today," and that's all you do is drink water for the day. So start where you're at and listen to your body. And remember, you don't have to compare yourself to what other people are doing on their journey to holistic health and wellness. Just focus on you and what you need to do and what your body is telling you to do. I also wanted to share with you guys a really simple and healthy recipe for paleo almond bites. I'll also include a vegan option for these paleo almond bites. You can go ahead and find them on my Instagram at Elevate Holistic Life. That's Elevate Holistic Life on my Instagram to get the yummy recipe for these paleo almond bites. Thank you so much for this time again. I so look forward to season 2. This is Veronica Esquivel Winters with the Wellness Made Simple segment on the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and sharing my radio show. Next week's special episode is What's Going On with Christina Renee. Join multi-thread artist, host, producer, model, and designer Christina Renee as we discuss hot topics happening around the world on a panel. Hashtag What's Going On to ask us questions and join in the conversation. Thanks to Grindhard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio show. Thanks to Travis Miller for creating and producing my theme song. Make sure you guys check out his new music right now on iTunes, YouTube, and also anywhere that you can listen to music, he's on there. And thanks to Scott Swish for mixing the song. Thanks to my castmate, Veronica Esquivel Winters, for giving us health and wellness tips all show long. We have special episodes the entire month leading up to the season 2 premiere July 20th. Tomorrow, I'm taking over Grind Hard Radio Show to interview the cast of this amazing network. My first time ever doing 2 radio shows in 1 week. So make sure you tune in tomorrow from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific, right here on Grindhard Radio, to hear me take over Grindhard Radio's show and interview all the amazing male cast on this show, on their show. Thanks for listening to the Sade Champagne Show, and I'll see you tomorrow from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific, right here on Grindhard Radio.
Releasing the stress, we were born to shine.